Number one, there's lots of entrepreneurs there. Actually, more of an entrepreneurial spirit than we have here because, for instance, you don't have to worry about your health insurance if you go out on your own. You're going to be covered. There's various elements of their economy which actually encourage entrepreneurs. But one of the things that I didn't see you fully address, and I had the question about it, is they, meaning the corporations there, are free to outsource work labor. That's what I understand. Within the country, you're bound by labor unions and fair pay and all of that kind of thing. That will happen within the country. But they can outsource. And so I wasn't quite sure why more of them don't outsource. And I think that's been a big downfall of our country for the last 30 years. Increasing outsourcing has meant that most of the stuff we get, including the stuff for Donald Trump's campaign, you know, it comes from Mexico or it comes from China. It may be an American flag, but it's coming from a foreign country. They evidently have not outsourced to the same degree. Why not?
Because very often it's the Nordic workers who do the higher quality work. And so people are reluctant to outsource if outsourcing means getting inferior or shoddy goods to put into your own product. So, yeah, there's been such an emphasis on quality work, and they don't want to outsource just for the sake of making a buck. Again, they know that they're selling to people who know they deserve to get what they pay for. So people very quickly change their minds about buying stuff that's cheap and won't last. On the other hand, all four of these countries are very small countries in a very, very large world of market forces. And so they do know that some of their homegrown manufacturers can no longer be sold on the world market because comparable things are made in other countries for lower wages and that kind of thing and can outcompete them. So there are sectors of their economies that have, over the last 30, 40 years, become less and less competitive on the world market. And those nations, of course, have always been globalized. You know, sometimes we say, well, this globalization is a big problem for us, but that's because we've had such a huge market in the United States. But those are tiny populations, so they've always been globalized. They've always had to make a living in a very large world economy. So the way they solved that problem was innovated basically by Denmark and then picked up by the rest. And that was to say, we are not going to try to guarantee workers that they'll be able to keep working at a factory that is here, let's say in Sweden. Here's this factory that's been here for 100 years, it's produced wonderful stuff, but now can't sell its goods on the world market anymore because it's, you know, the competition is too great. So we're not going to try to prop that factory up in order to keep employing those workers. Instead, the ownership of that factory can let that factory go down. They can shut the factory and use their capital for something else. Our agreement, though, with all of our workers in our country is to find other jobs for them. And that probably involves training up skills for other jobs. And it may mean making other jobs. It also may mean, of course, that's free. The free training is right there for them. It also might mean that some of these workers will have to move to different parts of the country where there might be more jobs in a new emerging sector, and we will pay their moving expenses, and we'll even provide a nonprofit service for them in locating a new house in that other spot in the country. Oh, and in the meantime, while people are looking for another job, they are keeping them on 90% of their previous wage. So it's not at all, you know, a pittance. It's a substantial thing that keeps their families afloat while they're looking for other work. So in that way, what the Danes called flexicurity, meaning a security that's flexible, and then that allows the ownership of corporations to be flexible, but it also really, really goes to bat for the workers and for the families and not putting them in privation because, say, company moves out of the town and leaves hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of workers just bereft. That idea in the Nordic countries is ridiculous. Why would you want to just throw a lot of people out of work and hope that they can somehow manage? No. They deserve support. Put them back to work, put them in good, satisfying jobs that provides value for the whole economy.